WCBS News Time, 11:31.
One singular sensation, every little step she takes.
Well, the composer of the Tony Award-winning Broadway smash, A Chorus Line, has died. Marvin Hamlisch was 68. Joining us live now to talk about his amazing career is a grade school friend, movie critic, Jeffrey Lyons. So you knew him well, I guess, Jeff.
Marvin and I were at PS9 on West End Avenue and 82nd Street, now called the Mickey Mantle School, from 1949 to 1956. And we kind of stayed in touch over the years. And it's very sad news. We'll never see his like again as far as what he has done, the legacy he's left, the years his career spanned. He's a modern-day George Gershwin, in fact.
Did he have health problems, do you know?
No, he's very private about that. In fact, if you see all the reports, it said died after a short illness.
Yeah.
I did see a recent photo of him, and he didn't look great in that. But beyond that, he lived very privately away from his work. He was very much at home with his stardom, and he knew that he earned it. But his father, Max, used to come to our classroom and sell 15-cent plastic recorders. He was an accordionist, but to make ends meet, they lived in a brownstone, before that word was chic, I should add, on 84th Street between Columbus and Amsterdam. I know exactly where the house was. And he would come to our class, and our fathers lay dying in adjoining hospital rooms at the same time. But his father lived to see his son win 3 Oscars in one night. You know, except for Richard Rodgers, no one else had won the Oscar, the Tony, the Emmy, the Grammy, and the Pulitzer Prize. He was accepted to Juilliard at 7. But even though he was a genius, he was one of the guys. He played the piano at school assemblies. They'd open all the classrooms. All the walls had sliding doors. The building's still there. It's still a school. And Marvin would go to the piano, and he'd play 2 chords, which would be a signal for the whole school to stand up. What amazing power in his hands! But we never thought of him being elite or smug or anything. He was one of the guys. At recess, we'd play together. And so that's one of the things I loved about him all these years.
Now, what do you think, what music will he be most remembered for, do you think?
Well, it has to start out with A Chorus Line, one of the greatest Broadway musicals ever written. The movie was not a hit. One of the reasons was because it was so theatrical and that it really wasn't done terrifically well on screen. Say some. I liked it, but the music was the real star, and so were the actors, too. I would say that same time next year. He even wrote in Spanish, by the way. He wrote Quiero la Luna, that song in Woody Allen's movie Bananas, and the lyrics. He wrote those. Those were in Spanish, too. He wrote for He Seems Like Old Time, Starting Over, Ice Castles, movies that have come and gone in some respects, but others not. I mean, The Way We Were is one of the most beautiful memories to hear Streisand sing that. And he could do funny songs, he could do romantic songs, and he just, you know, his first credit was 1968, but I think he did something before that as well, uncredited. His first movie credit was for The Swimmer with Burt Lancaster and a young Joan Rivers, I might add.
Oh, my.
And his last movie score was 2009, The Informant. So that is quite a career in and of itself. But, you know, he died at, I like to think, still a relatively young age, so we'll never know what else lay in inside him.
Do you think there will be composers such as him from now on?
No, very hard to say that, but I don't think so at all, because music has changed and evolved so much since the 60s, and yet he stayed up with the times. You know, he was doing movie scores all through the 80s and the 90s, and he also conducted symphony orchestras around the country. He loved doing that because he had a respect for classical music as well, and he also was the pianist that Groucho Marx used in the 70s when Groucho did his one-man tour, and he played the piano with Barbara Streisand on some of her specials, and music was his life, and he made it accessible to everyone, much in the way that Leonard Bernstein did with his Young People's Concert. So every few generations, somebody comes along who really stands out and captures the essence of what it is to be a genius and still live a happy life and not be an eccentric.
Well, thank you so much for joining us live. Great stories.
I wish you were under happier circumstances.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, thanks for joining us live. That's movie critic Jeffrey Lyons talking about Marvin Hamlisch. And Marvin Hamlisch did pass away at the age of 68. By the way, his music is also going to be heard coming up anytime now in an HBO movie about Liberace, which is going to be on the air shortly. WCBS News Time, 11:35.